The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Today, the most auspicious day, the day Lord Balaram appeared. So this morning we have already discussed something about Lord Balaram, and something more I have to speak on Balaram. Therefore, now I'll speak rest of my speech, because in the morning I have not finished it. First we'll offer pranam to Balaram, so I'll utter this mantra and I request one and all to repeat it. Namaste tu holograma.
Namaste tu holograma.
Namaste musalayudho.
Namaste musalayudha.
Namaste revati kanto.
Namaste revati kanto.
Namaste bhaktavascha.
Namaste bhaktavascha.
Namaste valinam sreshtho.
Namaste valinam sreshtha.
Namaste dharani dharo.
Namaste dharani dharo.
Alambari namaste tu.
Alambari namaste tu.
Traimam krishna purvajo.
Traimam krishna purvajo.
Traimam krishna purvajo.
Traimam krishna purvajo.
Sri Balaram ji ki
jai.
Balaram ji ki subha vibhavati ji ki
jai.
So, this morning I spoke how Garga Muni came to give, to perform name-giving ceremony, particularly ceremony, in Brajbhumi. Vasudev sent him. So Garga Muni gave names to Balaram. He said three names. First is Rama, second is Sankarsana, third name is Balabhadra. In 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also said, Garbha Sankarsanattam Vaiprahu Sankarsanam Bhavi Rameti Lukaramanad Balabhadram Balatsayat. That means, the son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. It is Garbha Sankarsana, that means Yogamaya took womb of Devaki and put it in the womb of Rohini. Therefore the name is Sankarsana. Then he will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokul. Also, Ram means who gives pleasure to one and all. That's also Ram. Especially, Lord Balaram inculcates Krishna Rati, Krishna Prema, unto the devoted people, devotees, those who are very much devoted to Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna. Therefore he is known as Ram. Then Balabhadra, Balabhadram Balatsuyat, he is known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. He is very strong. Nobody will be compared to him in this physical strength. And Baladev is the original Sankarsana. And his plenary portion, Mahasankarsana, lives in Vaikuntha. And in Patal, another portion of plenary portion of Baladev known as Sankarsana or Sesa. That Sesa is known as also Anantadev. He has unlimited foods. That Anantadev Sesa has carried this, what say, material universe as a mustard seed in one of his hoods. Therefore it is known as Dharani Dhara. Dharani means earth, who carries the earth, the Dharani Dhara. Sankarsanavatar Shesha is wonderfully, extremely great orator. And he has been speaking Bhagavad Katha, Krishna Katha, from the time immemorial, and he has not finished it. And this four Kumaras, headed by Sanaka, are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from him. So the Vaishnavas are those who do Hari Kirtan, those who speak Krishna Katha very eloquently, they get the strength from this great orator, Shesh Prabhu, Ananta Shesha, who is a plenary portion of Balaram. So this Sankarsanavatara Shesh Prabhu is the original cause of this oration. In the material world, many orators are also there. They speak of these material topics very eloquently. So that power of oration is the perverted reflection of the original oration of Shesh Prabhu. If someone is fortunate and gets the mercy of Balaram, so his anartha, especially the anartha known as Hruday Durbalya, will be destroyed and he'll develop rati, prema towards Krishna. Let me say about anarthas here, just to give a hint. There are four types of anarthas. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this is according to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, written by Rupa Goswami. Number one, asatrushna. Number two, hruday durbalya. Number three, visamaya parad. Number four, surubhram, tottubhram. These are four types of anarthas. And asatrushna, there are four types. Asatrushna means desiring other than Krishna. That is asatrushna. There are four types. Paratriga yeshana, vahiko yeshana, bhutikama, muktikama. That means desiring enjoyment in this material enjoyment in this life and next life. Then desiring all sorts of material enjoyment and desiring liberation. This is known as asatrushna, one of the anarthas. Second type of anartha, hruday durbalya. And I speak about hruday durbalya because Balaram Prabhu especially destroys this type of anartha. It is also four types. Krishnetara visaya asakti, kutinati, parasrikatra, mascharya, and pratisthasa. That means in English, attachment other than Krishna. Kutinati means khapatya, duplicity, crookedness, fault-finding nature. Parasrikatra mascharya means enviousness. And pratisthasa means desiring name, fame, adoration. And this is known hruday durbalya anartha. And Balaram Prabhu especially destroys this type of anartha. Third type of anartha is visamaya aparad, that is offenses. There are also four types. Nama aparad, surup aparad, vishnava aparad, and aparad committed other person, with the other person. And number four, anartha is surup brahma or tattva brahma, misconception of tattva. There are also four types. Suya tattva brahma, Krishna tattva brahma, sadhya sadhana tattva brahma, virodhi visaya brahma. Four types also. That means misconception of own tattva, jiva tattva, misconception of Krishna tattva, misconception of sadhya sadhana tattva and misconception of opposite tattva. And Balaram Prabhu especially destroys this third type of aparad, that is durbalya. I say this is kutinati, kapatya, crookedness, fault-finding nature, enviousness, and desiring name, fame, adoration. You understand? Kapatya? Masarya, envyasness. Understand? Four times I said. Especially Balaram destroys, Lord Balaram destroys. This type of anartha, when this type of anartha is destroyed, then in the heart, Krishna Rati aroused. Destroying this type of anartha, Balaram, do you understand? Sours his mercy on such a devotee, thereby he develops Krishna Rati, Krishna Prema. He inculcates that Krishna Rati on such a devotee who is very, very fortunate. Therefore he is known as Rama. Balaram is the lord of Sandhini Shakti. Sandhini, Sambit, Ladini, isn't it?
Yes.
Sadan se Sambit, Chidan se Sambit, Anandan se Ladini, isn't it? Internal potency divided into three divisions. Sa, Chit, Ananda, Sadan se Sandhini, Chidan se Sambit, Anandan se Ladini. Sandhini, Sambit, Ladini. And especially, Lord Balaram is the Lord of Sandhini Shakti. Unless one gets the mercy from Balaram, Lord Balaram, who is the Lord of Sandhini Shakti, he cannot develop Rati, Prema towards Radha Govinda. Therefore, Nartandas Thakur has sung, in his song, Heno nitai bineva Radha Krishna paitena Heno nitai bineva
Radha Krishna
paitena Drura kari dharo nitai payo
Drura kari
Nitai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Sitaran, that song he has sung. Heno Nitai Vinevai Radha Krishna Paitenai, Drudakari Dharu Nitai Pai. Without the mercy of Nitai, Nityananda, he is Balaram. Nityananda is Balaram. Balaram Hilo Nitai. Do you understand? Who is the Balaram with Krishna? He is Nityananda with Gaura. Therefore, Heno Nitai Vinevai Radha Krishna Paitenai. Without the mercy of Nityananda Ram, nobody can get Radha Krishna. Therefore, he requests everybody, clasp tightly the two lotus feet of Nityananda. I say, Lord Balaram is the master Sunni Shakti. Therefore, getting his mercy, one will get Krishna Sandhana. Therefore, he is the Lord of Sunni Shakti. That means, if someone is fortunate, gets Balaram's kripa, Balaram's mercy, and Lord Balaram inculcates that shakti unto him and gives him the clue how he will find out Krishna. You cannot find out Krishna with your own effort. Those who try to find out Krishna, to understand Krishna for their own effort, they are arohobadis. That means they adopt the process that is known as ascending process. Generally they are Mahabadis or Brahmabadis. So, consequence, what is their fate or destination, they become Nirvisheshavadi, impersonalist, and they fall down and enter into the lowest type of species, that is Thavarjoni, becomes entering to stubborn on the trees and mountains. But those are Vaishnavas, they accept Lord Balaram and beg for his mercy, and getting Lord Balaram's mercy, they adopt the process, descending process. Thereby, consequently, at last, they get the clue by the mercy of Lord Balaram how to go and catch up the lotus feet of Krishna. Third thing is, Balotsrayat, Balobhadram Balotsrayat. Because his extensive physical strength, his name is Balobhadram. Nobody is as strong as Balaram or Balobhadram. And he is the original cause of all spiritual strength, Lord Balaram. He is the original cause of all spiritual strength. And if you see his portion and portion and portion, hansa hansa kala, what type of extraordinary uncommon strength they have exhibited. Ordinary person, materialistic person is very bogus because of his material knowledge or material strength, cannot exhibit so strength. But to speak of exhibition, even we cannot conceive of. So original Sankarsana is Balaram. His expansion is Mahasankarsana, stays in, lives in Vaikuntha. Mahasankarsana's plenary portion is Kanannavasai Vishnu, or Mahavishnu, or first Purusha Avatara. And from him comes second Purusha Avatara, the Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. From Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, all these incarnations come. Asya Karma Varaha Rama Nrasingha Sirsa Parasuram Kalki, etc. Therefore, all these avatars are the portion and portion and portion of Lord Balaram. Ansa and Kala, they are known. Ansa and Ansa, portion and portion is known as Kala. You cannot fathom, you cannot conceive what strength they possess. Is there any person in three planetary systems who can conceive their strength? Then what to speak of the strength of Balabhadra? You take the example of Matsyadev, Lord, his incarnation, In Swayambhuva Manvantara, he appeared and killed a great demon, is very fearful, is very powerful, that is known as Hegriva, and rescued Veda from him. Then take the example of Kurmadev, the tortoise incarnation, at the time of tuning the milk ocean, the demigods and demons were tuning milk ocean, at that time this tortoise incarnation came, and carried the very big mountain, what is that? Mundurachala is very big. So heavy, nobody can carry it. So what strength he possesses? So, again, take the example of Varahadev, Lord Boar, Boar incarnation. Swayambhuva Manvantara, when earth was gliding down to Rasata, so Varahadev appeared and lifted earth. Who can lift? So what strength he possesses? Nobody can conceive. Again, Varahadev came in sixth Chakyusa Manvantara, and killed the great demon, very powerful demon Hiranyaksha, the brother of Hiranyakashipu. So what strength he possesses? And take the example of Lord Ramchandra, who killed 10-headed Ravana, was very powerful, who had conquered three planetary systems, who are engaging the demigods as servants. So what strength he possesses? Then take the example of Lord Nrisimhadev, who killed Hiranyakashipu, was very powerful, and he had also conquered three worlds, was saying that I am Trilokadhisa, I am the Lord of three lokas. And his son, 5-year-old son or 7-year-old son, Prahlad, great devotee, when he speaks of Bhagavan, Narayana, Krishna, so his father became enemy, and he tried to kill his son Prahlad in various ways. So powerful father, but he couldn't kill the 5-year-old or 6-year-old boy, Prahlad. Why? Why he can't do so? Because Prahlad was their devotee, the Lord. Devotee is always protected by the Lord. So, Lord Balaram and portion of the portion of Balaram is the Nrisimhadev, Kala, who inculcated such spiritual strength unto his dear devotee Prahlad, therefore such a powerful demon can kill him. Then take the example of Harsirsa incarnation. In that incarnation, he killed two demon brothers, Madhu and Kaitava, they were extraordinarily powerful. All were afraid of him, do you understand? So, in Ayasir's avatar, Lord Bhishma killed them and also rescued Veda from them. So what strength he demonstrated, exhibited thereby. Then take the example of Parshuram incarnation, who killed the very powerful Kshatriyas 21 times. Those who are, let's say, goodness to the Brahminical culture. So he killed all these Kshatriyas, powerful Kshatriyas 21 times and made the world, let's say, Kshatriya Sunyam, great of Kshatriyas. Then they take the example of Kalki incarnation. Kalki incarnation kills all such atheistic persons, and those who don't admit the existence of the Lord, and those who are like robbers, dacoits, robbers, thieves, they are very puffed up because of their physical strength. Kalki avatar comes and kills them. So in this way, if you analyze, you can understand when the person, plenary person, portion of the portion of Sakara of Lord Balaram possessed such extraordinary, uncommon strength, the how strong is original Sankarsan that Lord Balaram. So I was also saying this morning that Thar Purusha Avatara, that is Hirodaka Sai Vishnu, who remains in the heart of all jivas, as Vestiyantarjami, he is portion and portion, portion, portion of Balaram. Because he is there in our heart, he gives us strength, therefore we exhibit some strength. Not have been there in our heart, from whom shall we get strength? You understand? So if he will withdraw that is merciful strength of Lord Balaram. If you withdraw that strength, then what is your strength? Your whole body will be paralyzed. You cannot even lift a tiny piece of grass. Then Lord Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna and is known as the second body of Krishna. Mentioned Balaram Krishna Vidhiya Deha. Lord Balaram, the second body of Krishna. And always Balaram is with Krishna. Do you understand? And only this Varnamatra Bheda, only difference is this bodily complexion. Krishna is black or Shyama, Lord Balaram is white. This is Varnamatra Bheda, otherwise same thing. Same as Krishna, do you understand? So that verse also you are discussing this morning from 10th canto. Devaki harsa soka vibardhana, 7th room. Devaki, that gives simultaneously harsa, pleasure, joyfulness, soka, lamentation. We are also discussing why he came. He is the original son of Rohini, Rohini. Rohini Sutta. But why he came in the womb of Devaki, we are discussing. He came just to purify the womb of Devaki and spread the bed. And he serves Krishna, assuming 10 forms. So then he left portion and portion, that is Sesadev, Anantadev there, who serves as the bed of Krishna. Therefore he came. So Balaram killed many demons in this Bhagavan Leela in this earthly planet, Asumaran Leela. That is, he killed it by through his portion, you understand. Balaram killed Rukmi, who was friend of Shishubala in a dice play. Rukmi was always blaspheming Krishna, enemy to Krishna, therefore great offender. Therefore, Balaram killed him in the dice play with one stick of dice, hit him and he's killed. Thereby he exhibited those Those will be opponent to Vaishnavas, Vishnu and Vaishnava. They will be killed by Lord Balaram. You should understand that thing. Vishnu, Vaishnava, Vidvesi, become opponent. Blaspheming them, great offender. They will be eventually killed by Lord Balaram. That Leela Lord Balaram had defeated. Again, when Balaram was doing pilgrimage, visiting the Tirthas, Tirtha Parjatana Leela, and that Leela, in Naimisharanya, he also killed with the blade of grass the Romaharsana Sutta. Romaharsana Sutta, was sitting in Vyasasana, didn't get up. Lord Balaram came, so pumped up, Lord Balaram killed him with the blade of grass. Thereby, Lord Balaram exhibited this thing. Those who are hypocrites, thus externally pose that they are Vaishnavas, but internally not like that. Great hypocrites, Dharmadhoji, do you understand? Dharmadhoji, they are known as Dharmadhoji, Dambiko, great popped up people. They said, don't you know who am I? I'm great Sadhu, great Acharya, great Vaishnava, don't you know it? Such popped up fellows, they are hypocrites. Their pride will crushed by Balaram, as Lord Balaram crushed, and the pride of Romarsutta and killed him. And the Lord of Sanghinsakti, Lord Balaram, gives us clue how to find out Krishna. And he serves Krishna, assuming tenfold, he serves Krishna, that we discussed this morning. His manifestation is Gurudev, who serves Krishna. In order to glorify Krishna, Krishna's unlimited qualities and unlimited mouth, Balaram's portion, Ansakala, Anantadev, he has formed, he has assumed the form of Anantadev. And that Anantadev carries this universe, one of his hosts. As a mustard seed is known as Dharanidhara. And all spiritual strength, I say, we get from Balaram. That is his merciful strength. Therefore, this is the dharma of all jivas of this world, that to offer worship to Lord Balaram. This is the dharma of all jivas. What doubt is there? This worship to Lord Balaram should be introduced throughout the world. Lord Balaram is pleased, then inculcate spiritual strength into one and all. Then everybody will be spiritually strong. If the people of the world can learn this thing, on this day especially, the auspicious day of Lord Balaram's appearance, and start offering worship to Lord Balaram, thereby get his mercy, thereby get spiritual strength, then their life will be successful. Everybody, the boy, the young man, old man, woman, male, female, all the inhabitants of the universe, they should take this lesson that they should offer worship to Lord Balaram. If they are intelligent, if they are wise, thereby they will get chidbala, spiritual strength Balaram gives. They will be really strong, and thereby they will be able to get the clue how to find out Krishna. There is no doubt in it. Nanya puntha vidyadoyana, no other way is there. So on this day, the auspicious day, Lord Balaram's appearance day, we, the Vaishnavas, forcefully declare, let all offer worship to Lord Balaram and get in mercy and become spiritually strong.
Balaram Bhagavan ki!
Lord Govinda Maharaj ki!
Prabhupada Maharaj ki!
Prabhupada Bhaktavinda ki!
No other way is there to understand Krishna. To get the clue how to get Krishna, find out Krishna without the mercy of Balaram. Therefore, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, with the Vyasa of Chaitanya Leela, has sung, Sansare ro paar hoiya, bhakti ro sagore. ভক্তির সাগরে যে ডুবে সে ভোজকু নিতাই টানলে রে। ওয়ান হু ইজ ভেরি সিরিয়াস হাউ টু ক্রস ওভার দিস ড্রেডফুল ওশেন অফ ম্যাটেরিয়ালিস্টিক এক্সিস্টেন্স অ্যান্ড ড্রাউন হিমসেলফ ইন দি ওশেন অফ ভক্তি হি শুড ডু ভজন অফ নিতাই চান হু ইজ নিত্যানন্দ রাম হু ইজ বলরাম
নিত্যানন্দ রাম বলরাম কি নিত্যানন্দ রাম বলরাম কি
সো অ্যান্ড উই আর পারফর্মিং আর অবজার্ভিং দিস ডে লর্ড বলরামস অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ডে জাস্ট 8 ডেজ বিফোর কৃষ্ণ অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স And why it is so? Because first we must gain mercy from Lord Balaram. Then all our anarthas will be destroyed, especially that third type of anartha, the darbulya, I say. All the darbulya, this kutinati, that is crookedness, enviousness, tisthasa, you understand, fault-findingness, destroyed, heart will be purified, and will gain spiritual strength. Heart will purify, that means first Lord Baladev will appear, then Krishna will appear. Therefore, Lord Baladev first came in the womb of Devaki, then Krishna came. This is tattva. Without the appearance of Baladev, no question of appearance of Krishna. Therefore, without the mercy of Baladev, nobody can get the mercy of Radha Govinda. So is Nityananda Ram, Baladev is also Nityananda, no, Nityananda Ram. Gurudev is manifestation of Nityananda Ram. Without the mercy of Gurudev, your heart cannot be purified, the anarthas will not be destroyed. So you will not be able to make Krishna appear in your heart. So this is our thata. Baladev's Krupa is our only requirement. And what a great asset it is, the Krupa of Balaram. So on this occasion, on the event of the appearance of Krishna, Baladev's Krupa, especially that is the manifestation of Guru Krupa, is only requirement. So Nanda and Vasudev had performed great festival, and the occasional appearance of Krishna, isn't it? Krishna, Krishna Abhirbhava Ussava. Understand my language?
Krishna
Abhirbhava Ussava. Festival on the, for the appearance of Krishna, Nanda and Baladev, and Nanda and Vasudev, performed that Ussava and arranged that Ussava. For Krishna. Because for his pleasure and enjoyment, the festival was arranged, isn't it? But we, also, arrange festivals, make festivals. For what purpose? For what purpose our festival is? What purpose our festival?
For the pleasure of Krishna.
Are Baba materialism.
For sense gratification.
Yes. All external. All for the giving pleasure to their own senses. So we should understand this thing. So unless we take part in this great festival, Krishnabhirbha festival, made by great devotees, great devotees, those who are completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Guru Pada Buddha, unless we take part in that festival, we cannot take part in Krishna Abhirbhava festival. What joyfulness is there, what happiness is there, what blissfulness is there in the appearance of Krishna. A materialistic person cannot understand it. Those who are Brajavasis, they are devotees, they understand like Nanda Vasudev, only they can understand it, otherwise nobody can understand. Vasudev was in the prison house when Krishna appeared in the 400 form like Vasudeva in the prison house of Kansa. Vasudeva made festival in his mind. But real festival took place in Nanda Gokul. That is complete festival. You understand? Festival in Nanda Gokul, complete festival for Krishna Janmotsava. Festival for Krishna's appearance. Completely blossomed completely. Complete festival where all Brajavasis take part. Those who are completely surrendered into lotus feet of Krishna, so that body, mind and speech, and they are always engaged in giving pleasure to senses of Krishna. No, not to their own senses. Only those devotees can make such festival, Nandotsava, otherwise others cannot. Yes. So, therefore, to take part, therefore we are performing today, observing today, this auspicious day, the appearance of Lord Balaram, begging his mercy, let him shower his mercy on us, inculcate that spiritual strength into our heart, destroy all our anarthas, completely rip out our anarthas, and make us able to take part in Krishna Janmotsava. Otherwise, we have no hope at all to take part in the Krishna Janmotsava. Let this kripa, this mercy of Balaram, in other words, mercy whose manifestation is Gurudev, and Guru Kripa will be our only asset. Let it be our only asset. Lord Balaram ki jai, Balaram ji ki subha abhivadati ki jai, samaveda bhakta vinda ki jai, Gaur Pramananda ji.
Says that Guru is the direct manifestation of Balaram.
Yes. Nityananda Ram, yes.
So you're explaining that from Balaram there's so many Amsas and Kala. So the Guru, is he Amsa Kala or full?
Full! Not Amsa Kala. Manifestation of Nityananda Ram. Not manifestation of Amsa and Kala, no. Krishna Samya Hoite Hoi Bodo Bhakta Bodo. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna Samya Hoite Hoi Bodo Bhakta Bodo. Understand? Nobody will be equal to Krishna. Matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. He said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. Nobody is equal to me, nobody is superior to me. Asamaddha, asamaddha tattva, asama urdva. No equal, no superior. So, I was saying that thing and mentioned it. Aner ki katha paradev mahasoy. Jarvava sudasakya vasulya nimoy. Teho apana ke koren das bhavana. Krishna Daso Vidva Achekotana. What to speak about others? Even Balaram with the second body of Krishna. First expansion of Krishna, he thinks himself, whose mood is Sudha Sakya Vatsalya, he thinks himself, I am the servant of Krishna. Then Balaram thinks himself and he in ten form serves Krishna. And what to speak about others? Krishna Daso Vidva Achekotana. Is there anybody who is not Krishna Daso? Keho mane, keho na mane, sobe tar das. Jo na mane tar hoy, sehi paate naas. Those are bhakta, vaishnava, they know it. Yes, we are Krishna Das. They accept. But those are atheist matters, they don't accept. Those who don't accept, thereby they commit aparad, paap, sinful activity, paap. Therefore, they are completely vanquished because of their offense and paap. Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned, Krishna samata hoite hoi bodo bhakta pada, atma hoite Krishna bhakta hoi premas pada. Atma hoite Krishna bhakta bodo karimani, yate bhuta sastra vachana pramani. Nobody will be equal to Krishna. But if you will become his dear devotee, Krishna will make you greater than he. Even, atma hoite Krishna bhakta hoi premas pada. Krishna said that thing. Natathame priyatamo atma jonir nashankaro. Mata-sankarsana, no Sri, nai Bhatma, Jatha Bhavan. He said that Uddhava. Atmadhani Brahma is not so dear to me. Shankar is not so dear to me. Sivaji is not so dear to me. My brother Sankarsana is not so dear to me. My wife Lakshmi is not so dear to me. Nai Bhatma, my Atma is not so dear to me. I myself is not so dear to me as you are dear. Bhakta is so dear. So Bhakta is your devotee, Premi Bhakta, so dear. It's Krishna's own verse. Ninth canto Bhagavatam says, Sādhava hude mayhum sādhuna hude toham madanna tena namdi nahum tebhyo tebhyo manangapi. Those sadhus, they are my heart. And the heart of those sadhus. They don't know anything but me, I don't know anything but them. You understand? And all these Premi Bhaktas, their devotees, they release the bhakti rasa, mellow bhakti, they release, and the mellow emanates from the beauty of Krishna's madhurya. Therefore, Krishna accepted the mood of bhakta as kame bhakta, that is Gauranga, in order to release his own mellow, own beauty. So all these avatars, including Balaram, they have all accepted bhakta bhava in order to release Krishna Madhurya, mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhakta bhava angi kari Balarama lakhana. Bhakta bhava angi kari Balarama lakhana. Advaita Nityananda Sesa Sankarsana. Advaita Nityananda Sesa Sankarsana. Krishna Roma Bhurjya Rasa Mrutha Gari Pana. So Kaviraj Goswami says this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Balaram, Lakshmana, Advaita, Nityananda, Sesa, Sankarsana. All of us accepted the mood of bhakta, bhakta bhavangikar, in order to release Krishna Madhurya. And they are intoxicated with it. They don't know anything. So much intoxicated. And Krishna himself develops greed for it. How can I release my own Madhurya? Without accepting bhakta bhava, it cannot be. It is impossible, impossible, impossible. Therefore he accepted bhakta bhava, came as Gauranga. Bhakta bhava angi kari ailao tirna. Bhakta bhava angi kari ailao tirna. Sri Krishna chaitanya rupe sarva bhave purna. Sri Krishna chaitanya rupe sarva bhave purna. Mention, therefore Krishna himself, accepting bhakta bhava mood of bhakta, appear here in the form of Sri Krishna chaitanya. Avataro ganero bhakto Bhave Odhikaro, Avataro Ganero Bhakto, Bhave Odhikaro, Bhakto Bhavo, Vaite Odhiko, Sukho Nahi Aro, Bhakto Bhavo, Vaite Odhiko, Sukho Nahi Aro. All avatars, they have all of them, the mood of bhakta, bhakta bhava. Because bhakta, devotee releases more than Bhagavad. Yes. Understand? Therefore, bhakta bhava is adhika sukhamayar. Krishna is an enjoyer. He gets enjoyment, pleasure. But bhakta, rendering service to Krishna, gets more pleasure. Therefore, Krishna develops greed for take it. More than me. How can I get? So I must go as bhakta. So he came as bhakta, go on. Bhakta's relishment is more than Bhagavan. Therefore, Mula bhakta bhotaru Sri Shankar Sana Mula bhakta bhotaru
Sri Shankar Sana
Bhakta bhotaru tahi Advaite gana Original Bhakta Avatar is Lord Balaram, original Sankarsan, and Advaita is also Bhakta Avatar, and all these avatars of Krishna have right to accept Bhakta Avatar and descend here, because thereby they release more. Instead of being Bhagavan, be Bhakta, then you get more release. They are fools! Those who want to be Bhagavan, they are fools, rascals. The Brahmavadis, Mahavadis, they want to be one with the Lord, they are fools, rascals. You become devotee, and then you can release more. This is our teaching on this day. Thank you.
The avatars come from the Shiroda Kasai Vishnu.
Yes, I said that.
It's a Garbhoda Kasai Vishnu.
Garbhoda Kasai Vishnu.
So is that different than Garbhoda or Shiro?
Sometimes
they say different things.
Different. Kasai Vishnu is the same, not different in that tattva. Tattva vichara.
Isn't it that the Archivigraha form is a manifestation of Chiradakshaya Vishnu?
Huh?
The Archivigraha form.
Arre Baba, Pratimandhantami Brajendra Nandana. Anna, did you are directly son of Nanda Maharaj?
Huh.
Krishna's our son means Krishna.
Yeah.
Directly Krishna.
We can pray as fervently as we're able to, to Lord Balaram to develop this mood, real mood of Bhakta Bhava.
Yes. Yes, and get him mercy. Let him serve his mercy. Have mercy on us. Otherwise, we have no hope that we develop bhakti and get Krishna.
Yeah.
Without mercy, no hope of getting Krishna.
He is the manifestation of Balaram. So all that power that's in Balabhadra, the Guru, he's coming back.
Guru. Yes. Yes. Guru Kripa. Yes. How can we survive? Without Guru Krupa, survival is a dead body. Though breathing is breathing of the bellows, blacksmith's bellows. Isn't it? Like that. Otherwise, how can we survive? That's only asset, our only asset. Sambhala, Guru Krupa. Yes.
Pray to Lord Balaram today for Guru Kripa.
For prayer. Yes. Beg for his mercy. Otherwise we cannot. Sandhana, Sandhini Shakti Rishwara. Lord of Sandhini Shakti. Because he gives Sandhana, Krishna Sandhana. He gives Krishna Sandhana. That gives the clue how to get Krishna Sandhana. Therefore he is the Lord of Sandhini Shakti. Understand? Yes.
I understood, Guru Maharaj. It means there are two types of kripas. Kripa through the instruction of the Guru, and kripa just direct mercy.
How can you get direct?
Just like merciful glance, yes.
That merciful glance means whose glance?
Guru's glance. But that is free from instruction.
Oh, yes. How can you understand his instruction unless you get his merciful glance? Can you?
No.
Then you can add your own deliberation to it. You twist it. Yes, Gurudev said, that means this is like that. Yes. Understand? Yes. Most of us do like that. Yeah. Therefore, we are bereft of Kripa. Isn't it? We are very interested in our own affairs. I have business, very important business. I must go. So, I have my office. Otherwise, my job will get out. I will be bereft of job. Isn't it? Gurudev, please excuse. Let me go. All right, go. Isn't it? Important business, very important. I got very important telephone call, emergency call. I must go. Then, understand me. We do like that, yes. We cannot understand things, I suppose.